Hey, what's up? So in this one, I wanted to go over step by step. It's gonna be a long video, but essentially going over my strategy towards YouTube. It's not so much going to be an action-based video, so not a video where you're gonna watch and have something tangible to apply. It's just me going over exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing, and hopefully, I mean, by now you're able to have some critical thinking and take what it is that I'm doing and try and apply it to your business. Because I think it's super valuable that I just show you and give you everything on what we're doing right now. And then again, you can apply it to your business. Okay, so basically, this is our YouTube channel. Now, we, or I, sorry, I, in terms of the name, right? I added, of course, the brand name, but as in SEO, as in anything, right? Adding your keywords to your brand name does work. Now, this is a quote unquote black hat SEO strategy, right? Back in the day, and people still do this, if you wanted to rank in Google Maps, for example, for, I don't know, plumber in New York City, right? Usually, or some people used to change their business name to Plumber NYC, right? Which, I mean, is the business name is the exact match keyword, and thus Google would rank them higher on Google Maps. Now, a lot of people, their brand name wasn't called Plumber NYC, and other competitors would flag them, and Google would ban them. Now, what some people would do is, for example, write their business name slash Plumber YC. And that's basically what I'm applying here right there. Now, it's not as bad as in Google Maps, because in Google Maps, Google wants you to put your exact brand name, not keyword stuffing. But what I'm doing here is keyword stuffing. So brand name dash SEO AI writer and autoblogging. This is what this software does. It is an SEO AI writer and autoblogging tool. Now, even though, again, this is quote unquote keyword stuffing, it does help YouTube understand what this channel is about and make us relevant for these keywords. Because these search engines are quite simple, right? And you need, not simple and not very smart at times. So you need to tell them exactly what you're doing. And I guarantee you that if I didn't have this here, I would rank lower. For example, we have a competitor of ours that their name is AI or AI SEO Writer or AI SEO Writing. So their brand name is the keyword. And they are ranking very, very well on Google because of that. Okay. So what you call yourself, right, in your business name, how you present yourself towards Google and YouTube, and all these search engines does play a big part. So when you're naming your channel, okay, I suggest you do it like this: brand name dash your main keywords and what you do. Okay, make it look sleek, but this does help in terms of ranking your channel as a whole and the videos of the channel as well. Okay, so that's the biggest thing right here. Then in terms of the description, I mean, I just add a bunch of stuff right here, right, sprinkling in a couple of my keywords. Now, I'm not saying that doing this or changing the channel name will do much by themselves alone, but it's all about micro optimizations, right? Changing the channel name, right? Adding a description, properly optimizing it with keywords. So all these things do add up, okay? So again, if YouTube allows you to fill this up all up, just fill it up, right? Add a description in the sprinkle in your keywords there, okay? Then of course I have a link to the SaaS. Now again, I have a UTM, so you know if people are coming from the channel or not. Ideally, you could even do here. Change it up to Jesus. Change it up to UTM source equals YouTube MS, so MC main channel, so you know that some people come from here, or maybe some people come from the videos. Because if you add this in all the videos, you don't know if people actually come from the videos or from the channel. Most people, of course, will come from the videos itself. But again, if you're not tracking things properly, you should be like adding a custom UTM here, different one from the videos. And of course, in the videos themselves, right, you can have links both in the
Hating his 9 to 5.
description, right, and in the pinned comment right here. And it's because I don't have it, but you could have. So if you want to track things like super super narrow, you'd add a UTM here, a different one here, and a different one there. Okay, now in terms of strategy for this one, it is just a mass content production, right? We have not been doing it this yet for a year, and I've already published almost 500 videos, so more than one video a day. Okay, the oldest one was posted 9 months ago. Okay, so more than one video a day. It's mass, right? We wanted to be producing daily for two reasons. First, because we maintain contact with people every single day. We remind them that we exist every day. The more points of contact you have, the more likely are them to buy. So again, by doing it daily, by bothering them, quote unquote, bothering every single day, they see my face every single day, new video, new stuff, 40-minute video, 10-minute video, right? They see my face every single day. I bother them enough and enough, and eventually they will buy. They're more likely to buy than if we were to do just one video a week. Okay. Second reason is because you can test so much more, right? You can iterate so much faster, right? Because I'm posting every single day, not only do I get one better at talking, right? Because I'm doing this every single day, but I get better at positioning. I get better at titles. I get better at thumbnails, okay? And of course, I mean, because I'm producing more content, I have more chances of going viral, more chances of being shown to different people. Now, you can see that, of course, because I post daily, right, the content quality is worse than if I were to post weekly. It's natural, right? Because if I were to put all my efforts in a week towards recording one video, I mean, the value would be higher. Maybe the thumbnails will be even better. Maybe the titles will be better. But I mean, I feel like, and I've tested doing it 1 week, I feel like for this channel, for the brand channel, it's better to do daily. Now, for this one, which I'll go over in a bit what it is, I do weekly every 15 days, okay? But for here, I think it's better that I do daily. Now, again, the quality won't be the best, and you'll notice that, I mean, some videos don't perform well, less than 100 views, 300 views, but this one, for example, 900 views, all of a sudden 900 views, 140, all of a sudden almost 700, almost 400, all of a sudden 600, 200, 100, 100, 100, 400, 100, 87, 200, 200, shit views. All of a sudden, I mean, yeah, 1,200 views, right? Almost 2,000 views, right? More or less good, 1,000 views, right? Shit, bad. Okay, 1.4K. Not good. You get my point, right? If you're posting daily, I mean, most of the videos won't do good, but eventually you'll have ones that pop off. 1.6K, 1.1K. I mean, you get the point, right? 2.6K, right? Eventually some pop off. 2.7K. And because you are posting daily, the likelihood of you going quote unquote viral, by viral I mean more than 1,000 views, is much higher, right? Now, my thesis here is that I can increase my chances of getting more views by posting more than posting less. So I think by posting once a day, I'm more, in the long run, I'm more likely to get more views than if I post 1 week. Being so that if I post 1 week, I put my more thoughts into the videos, right? Because I can still put a lot of thought into a video, weeks of work, and it doesn't perform, right? So I prefer for this branded channel to post every single day and not hope, but increase my chances of viral moments like this one right here. And don't forget, right? 200 views, like 200 views, 150 views, this is still great, right? Because these are 153 people that watched a 10-minute long video, right? This is not TikTok. This is not a Twitter. This is not like something that you just scroll by, right? People watched a 10, I mean, not all of them, of course, right? Average should be about 2 to 3 minutes, but 153 people on average watched around 3 minutes of a 10-minute video. And they see my face, they see me talking, they see me like going over what this does. And I'm selling to them, okay? So don't get discouraged. Even if you get sub 100 views, remember yourself, and you can check the analytics, right? See how many hours, and let me just go here, right? I'm gonna go to a shitty video that I record, not that I recorded, but that didn't perform very well. Let's just do this one right here, for example, right? Only, let me just choose a better one, not as shitty one. So let's do, for example, 141 views. Not great, right? But almost 4 hours of content. So people watched me on average, if we sum up all the people, 4 hours of me speaking to them, right? In 4 hours, you can do a lot. Meaning in 4 hours, you can convince a lot of people to buy your stuff. Okay, so don't get discouraged when you get 144 views or less than 100. Ideally, you'd aim for at least 100 views per video. I mean, that's I guess, the sweet spot, I think. Because if you're getting sub 100 views, you're doing a bad job. Okay, and I have proof here, right? I mean, all these videos that I have 700 views are quite shit, right? 4 minute video, 1.5 minute video. I mean, it's just not really, I was expecting that when I was recording them not to have enough views, okay? This one, for example, though, I expected to have much more, but only had 70. So YouTube is a game, right? You don't get to get views every single time because there's a lot of factors that come into play, right? As you know, as we talked about before, you can have the best video in the world. These 6 minutes could be the best 6 minutes, 7 minutes of someone's life, right? But if the thumbnail isn't enticing enough, if the title isn't enticing enough, people won't click, nobody will see the video. So that's why thumbnail and title are very important. Now, I thought this would be good. Turns out they weren't, right? The click-through right here is awful, okay? So what I do in these cases is I take the video, I re-record it, I change the title, I change the thumbnail, and I try to see, like, where people cut off, and I try to re-record the same thing only in the videos that I think they should be performing better. Now, still, even though this performed like shit, only 60 people, right? Still, people watched 30% of the video, 2 minutes. And I mean, I still got 2 hours of watch time. So again, 70 people on average, they watched two and a half hours total, sorry. Okay. Out of these 70 people, each one of them watched 2 minutes. Now, again, I need to reiterate this. 2 minutes on average, all these 70 people. Imagine a room, classroom with 70 people, 70 potential customers willing to give you their wallet, their card to pay you money. Okay. Even though this is underperforming, still 70 people watched on average 2 minutes of me trying to sell them something. Okay. And what I mean by trying to sell them something is that all the videos on my channel, all these videos, right? The end goal is to get people to buy something. Now, I teach them something, and then I sell them something. I'm gonna have videos on this, on how to do this flow. But the whole goal with YouTube is to create VSLs, video sales letters. Basically, all the videos here, I don't just do videos for charity, right? I don't just do videos for fun, right? Every single one of these videos has a purpose, right? And I play with the trends, what's happening at the moment, and then I try to include my product in there in a way that makes sense. For example, ChatGPT, at the time of this recording, released their 4.0 model, right? So I thought, okay, how can I make a video out of this news of the GPT 4.0 model and still include my product in it? So again, I recorded the video, I went over what ChatGPT 4.0 was, why it's good, why it's bad, and then I included in a clever way my product in there. So what you don't want to do is make these views be in vain. So do not record videos without a goal, right? When you're recording a video, you need to always have an end goal in mind, which is selling them something, selling them your product or service, okay? And so make sure that you have a call to action in the video. Every single video needs to have a call to action. Even if you're talking about news, even if you're talking about whatever it is, right? You need to find a clever way to include your product in the video, and then at the end have a call to action. Listen, guys, check out the description. Click here to go check out the description, sorry. Check out the description of this video to try out my software. And yeah, that's basically just a simple like 3 to 4 words, okay? Because again, out of these 700 people, some will reach the end and some will need you to tell them what to do, okay? So again, I want to also go over, again, because this strategy is about volume, daily videos. Daily videos on trends, daily videos on what I think is going to pop off, daily videos on new features we add to the product. I mean, daily videos on every single thing. And you might notice that the thumbnails here look different. These are a bit weird. These are a kind of like more optimized. So I thought, right, I pay the guy to design these thumbnails. Now, my point here is that there's a lot of iteration that comes into play here. Because again, I'm posting daily, I get to iterate and test stuff super fast, right? I posted this today, didn't perform. So I post one tomorrow with a different thumbnail. Now I see this one perform a bit better, 100 views. I post one the next day with more or less the same thumbnail, right? Again, I do the same. When I see these aren't performing, I test new stuff. So again, by publishing daily, the biggest advantage of it is that you are able to iterate super fast. And also, of course, that people see your face every single day. Now, on this channel right here, which is my I guess, personal branded YouTube channel, which I've been growing for a long time now, 4 years ago, where I talked about SEO, right? I sort of post a video every couple weeks, right? 1 month ago, 2 weeks ago, 7 days ago, just today, right? I post a video, I mean, at least once a month, right? And this allows me to put much more thought into the video. Talk in a much more chill way, record maybe even more long form videos, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, right? 22 minutes, 30 minutes, 43 minutes, okay? And more longer form videos. Not all of them, of course, are long form. But again, because I'm posting weekly, I get to put so much more thought into the videos. And I think that the mix between daily videos, right, plus the mix between weekly, shorter, more thought out videos is what makes this work basically well. Now, of course, if I did not have this channel, this alone would still grow our business. But again, I like to do this. And again, I'm just going over my strategy so you can maybe try and apply it to your business. Now, what you can do, and I mean, what I recommend is you most definitely create a branded YouTube channel, right? It's the best, something you need to do, right? Because the branded YouTube channel is an asset. And the reason why I created this branded YouTube channel was because in the beginning, I was using my personal channel to drive traffic to the business, right? There's a bunch of videos here where I used to drive traffic to the business. But then I thought, if and when I want to sell my software, I do not want it to be attached to my personal brand, because that will decrease the value of the software, because the buyer will just tell me, listen, I mean, this is great, you guys make a shit ton of money, but most of the traffic comes from your personal brand. So what guarantees do I have that if you sell me the business, you won't just stop producing content? And so my thinking was, okay, good point. Let me create a branded channel where, yeah, I'm the one making the views, but if someone buys the business, they can just replace me with someone else, right? I'm just the face to the business, right? I can just be replaced. And again, this works as an asset. This is a business asset. And this will increase the valuation of your SaaS because you're not just selling the website, which is great, and the customers and all that. You're also selling the accompanying assets, which is, for example, in this case, a YouTube channel with 3,000 subscribers, 500 almost videos, and that's getting around 15,000 views per month, and over the lifetime, almost 200,000 views. And we had months where we got a bunch more views, like 30,000, 20,000. So it is an asset, right? This will increase so much more the valuation of your business because, again, you're selling all the assets associated with the business, not just the site. And you do not want yourself, your personal brand, to be attached to the business because that will devalue your business. So make sure to create a branded channel. Now, I do also incentivize you to, if you can, create a personal channel. Why? Because the reality is that just people connect with people. And people connect much more deeper with my channel called Vasco than with a brand channel. And you see this all around, right? For example, on LinkedIn, when you see a post from a company account, you're like, ah, you're just trying to sell me stuff. I don't want to see it. When you see a post from a person, you actually might take some time to read it. That's what's happening right now with TikTok, for example. All TikTok is, all the branded accounts, are run by people. It's more personal, right? So people buy from people, and people will always buy from people. So I incentivize you also to create a personal, I guess, a founder's YouTube channel where you can speak about like the features you add on a more personal level, okay? So I do recommend you do this exercise too. But again, if you don't want to do it, you can just have your branded channel, which is a must. Out of these two, this is a must, okay? And so I also want to get here to my YouTube studio and show you that in this case, right, if you go analytics right here, advanced mode. Actually, let's just go here because I want to show you a secret of the of YouTube, which is YouTube SEO, okay, basically. Now, all our, by the way, this is 30% because I started advertising like a week ago. So I'm assuming this is 30% of the views over the last 7 days. Because surely it's not 30% of the views of the whole channel. But yeah, basically, how are users viewing my videos, right? Most of the times will be through browse features, right? Most of the times will be through browse features. It's just normal. But then what you also want to bet on is through YouTube search, right? These are what we call evergreen videos. This is SEO inside of YouTube, okay? So if 12% of people are finding my videos through search, it means that they're searching for stuff here on YouTube and my videos are popping up. This is amazing, right? Because as long as people keep searching for those terms, I will get views and views forever. Here's a good example. For example, this video right here, a 4-minute shitty video called Create Another Blog Blogging AI Website with ChatGPT has 25,000 views, posted almost a year ago, and this video still gets 100 to 200 views every single day like clockwork. This is the greatest example of YouTube SEO in existence, right? And this is just literally a call to action for people to use our product. As you can see, even the UI is super old because it's like posted too long ago. But what you want to strive for, to not be 100% dependent and having to record content daily, because if 100% of your views come from browse features, it means that people aren't finding your videos. People are not finding your videos through search. YouTube is pushing the videos to the people, right? Your videos appear on the suggested account pages or like things. And eventually, if you stop posting videos, YouTube eventually stops pushing them out. For example, this video right here, this got 300 views, right? And what happens with YouTube is that YouTube pushes your video, but then stops, right? All your graphs will look like this. Go up, then stops. Go up, then stops, right? So if you record 100 videos and then just stop, what's going to happen is that you will stop having people find your videos through browse, because again, YouTube will stop promoting them, so they won't appear in browse. So to combat that and to not having you become a slave of YouTube, slave being you having to produce content daily, because again, people only find it through browse, is making people find you through search. And that's where YouTube SEO comes in. Again, this video ranks for a bunch of keywords like auto blogging, AI blogging, whatever. Some of them I won't remember right now. And it gets 100 views per day. So this means that, and I'll show you after, this YouTube channel right here, I think 80% of the views come from search, not browsing. So I can stop recording videos right now. I don't need to record more videos. And I know I will still keep getting views and customers because most of the views come from search. Hopefully this made sense. This video right here is a video that I recorded to promote my old company, Vetted, an SEO marketplace, right? It's basically a video going over exactly how to create a Wikipedia page, right? I go over step by step how to do it. And again, at the end, I leave a call to action, right? I go over how to create a Wikipedia page. And at the end, I give a call to action. Listen, if you guys don't want to do and have all this work, just pay this guy on my marketplace to do it for you. And I go over where they can do it, where they can order, okay? This video has 200,000 views, posted 2 years ago, and it gets 300 views per day. 300 views per day for over 2 years. It still gets views. People searching and wanting to create a Wikipedia page find this video. I rank first for how to create a Wikipedia page, right? And again, if this was my sole business, if my sole business was selling Wikipedia pages, I wouldn't need to record more YouTube videos because I already have one SEO optimized ranking for how to make a Wikipedia page. I'm squeezing as much search traffic from YouTube as I can because I literally rank first for the keyword how to make a Wikipedia page. So again, my point here is that I'm not dependent. I'm not a slave of YouTube. I don't have to record videos daily to get more clients to my Wikipedia pages because again, I already have a video that gets 300 views, more views daily or yearly than any other views I could record daily on the subject. Does that make sense? Okay. So again, all this to say that go through your analytics and try to optimize for YouTube search. Try to record evergreen type videos. And I have a video on this course on exactly how to record evergreen videos. And again, by evergreen videos, I mean videos that get views forever, quote unquote forever. Okay, for example, this one, how to make a Wikipedia page, will get views forever or until people stop searching for how to make a Wikipedia page. Okay, but until then, it will still keep getting views. Okay, this one, 50,000 views, 5-hour SEO course. This will keep on getting views forever or until people stop searching for local SEO course, how to rank a local website, because this ranks for multiple keywords, right? Again, that's basically my point. Hopefully I hammered the point home enough, but it's very important that you do this, okay? And I do want to show you right here real quick what the search right here for this channel look like, the analytics look like. So you can see that most of them come through search. So you're doing analytics and just dive into audience and just do, sorry, content and just scroll down, right? 43.7% comes through search. Only 13.4 comes through browsing. Why? Because I don't post often on this channel. A good indicator that you're posting often is that the browse is very high because again, YouTube, as I saw before, pushes your videos a little bit and then stops pushing them. For example, let's just do, I don't know, this one. YouTube, if this one is awful, let me just see right here. YouTube pushes them, is here, and then stagnates. Pushes them, stops every single time. So again, if you keep on posting videos daily, again, you're gonna have this push all the time, which is the traffic coming from browse. But again, on this channel, it's clear that I don't post often because the browse is a small percentage of the views. Again, I'm not posting daily, so the YouTube is not pushing, then stagnating. Again, if I were posting daily, YouTube again would be pushing, stagnating, and of course the browse feature would be higher, the percentage. Hopefully this is making sense. Because I optimize the videos for search, I have quote unquote evergreen videos, 43.7% of the traffic comes through search. Here's the Wikipedia pages, the local SEO course, here's the other one, this other one. As you see here, and I think I've shown this before, right? This is a straight line. Nothing, like it's not going up and then stagnating horizontally. No, it's just literally going up. And if I see here last 28 days, you see here, 97 views, 90 views, so almost 100 views per day, okay? So hopefully this made sense. And that's basically it when it comes to the overhead and overall view of the strategy here. If you have any questions, just ask them. I mean, I'm all for clarifying your questions, but that's basically it. That's basically the overall strategy that I'm applying to this challenge specific. Now, I think because this works for me, it should be working for you. And hopefully you can take some knowledge out of this video to apply to your own business. Now, I'm gonna have more in-depth videos going over exactly how to record the evergreen videos, how to rank the videos, how I record a video, my thinking behind how I record it, what I say, why I say it, when I say, how I say it, thumbnails, titles, all that, it's coming. But again, I want to record a long form video going over the overall strategy over the YouTube. So yeah, that's it. Again, if you have any questions, ask them, and I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.